Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning. If you'll turn with me to the book of Leviticus, chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 1 through 9. Leviticus chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. This is the word of God. The Lord called Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, 'When any one of you brings an offering to the Lord, you shall bring your offering of livestock from the herd or from the flock. If his offering is a burnt offering from the herd, he shall offer a male without blemish. He shall bring it to the entrance of the tent of meeting, that he may be accepted before the Lord. He shall lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. Then he shall kill the bull before the Lord, and Aaron's sons the priests shall bring the blood and throw the blood against the sides of the altar that is at the entrance of the tent of meeting. Then he shall flay the burnt offering and cut it into pieces. And the sons of Aaron the priest shall put fire on the altar and arrange wood on the fire. And Aaron's sons the priests shall arrange the pieces, the head and the fat, on the wood that is on the fire on the altar. But its entrails and its legs he shall wash with water. And the altar, and the priest shall burn all of it on the altar, as a burnt offering, a food offering, with a pleasing aroma to the Lord." Let's pray. Our wonderful, holy, merciful God and Father in heaven, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you to cast away our sin, to drive away our unbelief at this moment, Lord, and help us see Christ by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord. Grant us faith. Grant us grace, Lord, because we are weak and needy people. And we need all of you to uphold us and to uphold your word and to uphold the speaker, that we would all be united and our hearts would be knit together in love in Christ, that we would love him and worship him this morning. Lord, please be with us, and by your Spirit, dwell among us, and by your word be our Emmanuel. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This morning, as we meditate upon the elements of the Lord's Supper and what they signify and what they mean, we read Leviticus chapter 1 here. We see the Lord commands Moses, the mediator of the old covenant, and tells him that if anyone brings an offering to the Lord, they were to bring an animal from the livestock, a bull, a goat, a lamb. This animal was to be a male, not a female. And this animal was to be without blemish. He was to be perfect, spotless. Nothing of imperfection was to be found in him. The Israelite would bring the animal to the entrance of the tent of meeting. This was a public place. This was the tabernacle where the Lord dwelt with his people. And publicly, before the whole nation, and yet in the presence of God, the man would lay his hand on the head of this offering. The sins of the Israelite were transferred to those of the animal, to those of the offering. And it says in verse 4, "And it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him." The animal was killed, the blood was sprinkled against the sides of the altar and at the entrance of the tent of meeting, and the whole animal was consumed in fire. John Gill says that bringing the animal to the opening of the tent of meeting was to show that this was to be done publicly and openly and in the presence of the Lord to whom it was offered up. I think we can all see the message that God was preaching to the people of Israel at this time. There would be a lamb who would come, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world as John the Baptist preached. He was perfect. He was without blemish. He was a male. And like the lamb, he did not open his mouth. He didn't speak against us. He was not violent. He was innocent. And he came willingly as a lamb does, not struggling, but carrying our sins. We come to this Lord's Supper this morning as those who by faith have placed our hands upon the Lamb. When you meditate upon the cross of Christ, when you meditate upon His blood, His sacrifice, His perfect life, this Lamb was brought to be slain. The amazing thing is, though, that unlike this Israelite, we have no lamb to bring of our own. We can't go to a herd. We can't take our own property and make atonement for our sins. No. If God had not sent the Lamb of God into the world to take away our sins, we would be a people with sin still. And if God had not taken the initiative to send His only begotten Son into the world, we would be a people without hope, a people lost, a people who have not made atonement and would not be accepted before God our Father. But where we had nothing to offer, where we had nothing to bring to the altar, to the great high priest, the high priest himself, the Son of God, was sent into the world to save sinners. And he came into the world offering himself as that perfect sacrifice, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And we, by faith, when we were converted, and every day that we wake up, and we meditate upon the cross of Christ, we once again come to Him and we lay our hands on Him and our sins are transferred to Him. And all that He did that was good and righteous and which I could not fulfill is given to me. A great transfer is made, friends. You are counted as living Christ's life and He is counted as living yours. And when we come to the Lord's Supper again, this is something that Christians have been doing for nearly 2,000 years, which our Lord began in an upper room. And He instituted this, that we would remember His body, which was beaten and bruised, and which bled. And the blood which flows, without which there is no remission of sins. He gives us this ordinance, not that we could simply have a bare remembrance here, but that by the Spirit He comes and He dwells with us. And by faith, by the Spirit's power working in us, we by faith say, "Yes, take my sins, Lamb of God." Cling to the promises again when you come to this table. You may have sinned this week. Lay your hand upon the Lamb of God once again who takes away your sins. You may have sinned this morning. Thoughts, words, actions which were not holy. Come again and lay your hand upon the Son of God again. He will take all of your sins away. You failed in duties that you should have done better. Parents raising your children, workers at your job, you know you slacked off. You know perhaps it's been a tough week at work. Things have drawn you into sin. Come again and lay your hands upon the Son of God who takes away the sins of the world. And He comes to you again and says, "My promise is still good. Eat of my body and drink of my blood." So as we come again, know that as you lay your hand upon the head of Christ, you are accepted before the Lord. And come by faith and come with joy. Don't worry about your past sins. If you feel your sin and you know you're a sinner and you've been baptized and you've been converted, this is for you. We don't come to the Lord's table because we're perfect. And we don't come to the Lord's table because we've got it all together. We come because we have sins. And there is a Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. And just as the Israelite laid his hand upon the head of that burnt offering, so this morning we come, and by faith, we do that again. Let's pray. Our wonderful God in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your Son. We thank you for his spilt blood. We thank you, Lord, for giving us tangible elements, Lord, by which you combine your word, in which when we eat, when we drink, Lord, it becomes part of us. And even so, our union with you is unbreakable because you are part of us now. You dwell in us by your Spirit. So, Lord, we ask that you would come down and dwell with us from heaven by your Spirit's power, and come and bring the promises of the gospel to us again. And Lord, give us faith to believe, because Lord, we cannot uphold our faith. If you were to withdraw it, we would lose it. But by your grace, Lord, you preserve us, and you grant us faith moment by moment by moment. So please, Lord, as we draw near to this table, may we lay our hands upon you again, because you offer yourself to us. And let us know, Lord, we are accepted because you are the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.